What's up, Disrupt Nation? My name is Anthony Delgado, and this is another episode of Disrupt Live, a series where we interview world-class entrepreneurs from all around the world. Today, we have a super special guest, my good friend, DJ. DJ is the co-founder of Workville, the top-rated co-working space in New York City, blocks away from Bryant Park, blocks away from pretty much the biggest city in the world. Is that true? Yeah. Times Square, Penn Station, and it's located right in the center of Manhattan. My good friend DJ. DJ, thank you so much for being on the show, dude.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the invite to come to Puerto Rico. I needed a much-needed break that I needed, so thank you so much, and it's been amazing.
So it's been a hell of a ride on Workville, and you basically have been working nonstop, right? And you haven't had a vacation, so we connected. Right. I told you about the Steve Aoki concert that was coming up, and I invited you to come here to Puerto Rico to both share your story and also get some much-needed relaxation, right? Some R&R. So let's talk about the need for this vacation, right? You created one of the most amazing co-working spaces in Manhattan. Tell us more about that journey.
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy. So, I mean, I started out as a real stockbroker for 8 years. It's kind of where I got my education. It's where I learned how to actually talk, deal with high-pressure situations, and transition into a real estate broker, which I do now just on the listing side. I don't run around with clients. I get the listings. I have a team that shows. I worked for a real estate company that didn't give me my own desk, my own space. So I took the extra expense upon myself and I joined WeWork. Everyone knows WeWork, right? Raising money every other day. And then what would happen is one of my cousins, he's one of the landlords of the building. So we're positioned differently because my partners are the building owners. So this was basically an idea of we have the space, you know, prove it. But anyway, so I started to do business with my cousin, who's one of my partners, wasn't at the time. And he would come to my space, my office at WeWork, and he's like, you know, people are coming to us to do this concept. Maybe, DJ, let's do it with you. Okay? You know, this is 2015. Well, at first I said no. They then asked me for about $100,000 to be a partner. I was like, yeah, let me just go to the ATM. I'll be right back. Okay? It doesn't work that way. And as a broker, you have a lot of freedom. I wasn't quick to give that up. Plus, I had no idea what I was getting into. All I knew was that I was a member in a co-working space. I never ran a company, never managed a team. Okay, so I said no. I couldn't do it. 3 months later, I did a client appreciation event and a birthday party. This was an uncomfortably very expensive night. This was about an $18,000 party. I did it. I had a great space at WeWork at the time, and I invited 180 people, catering, lighter. I had a lighting crew for my 32nd birthday. Who the hell gets a lighting crew for the 32nd birthday? And so I invited my cousin, who invited his partners. They came. We had a great time, got them the kosher wine. It was an amazing night. The next day, he calls me. He goes, TJ, get a bottle of wine and come meet me. So I did. And then he goes, look, he's like, you know, they like you. Forget the investment. We want to bring you in as a partner and let's go for it. So at that time, you know, I just said, let's go. Let's go. Why not? So we started planning Workville. I was never on a construction site. I never planned a space. You know, I knew it was all just on the fly. Just figure it out as we went along. We opened, people don't know this, before we even opened our doors, Facebook. Okay, the most recognizable name in business, rented our space for a nationwide hackathon. Wow. It was Facebook's home before ours. They brought in their servers overnight to do this event.
That's amazing. So you took your experience from real estate, even though it's not exactly the same, but you had some connections in real estate. You were doing real estate at the time, and then you kind of solved your own problem, right? You were working out of a WeWork, another co-working space, mm-hmm. and kind of, I guess, the planets aligned to bring you to the creation of Workville.
Well, yeah, and it's funny because Workville was the backup for them because had another co-working space who was one floor up from us rented the space, Workville would have just been a domain that they and a brand that was not going to be used. The fact that they didn't move, we took over the floor. The company that was one floor up from us was that was supposed to take it ended up closing and closed a couple other locations. We took that space over. We grew from 200 to 400 members in the last 2 years.
That's amazing.
I signed up every one of them. I know what they like to eat. I know it's a role that I'm embracing now, but I did not know what I was getting into two and a half years ago.
Well, yeah, you're in the people business, right? 200, 400, all these people who, you know, you're responsible for, right? They're looking up to you.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I'm very thankful to have the most amazing team. My team is lean. I have now two people, me, Sue Bernstock, who's our president and COO, my first hire. And, I mean, we just totally, it was just, we're in it every day. Every single, I mean, you talk about biz dev department, this, that. I mean, we did it all. And it's like, it's funny because I'm in sales my entire life. You know, you have your brain, you got your left and your right side. My brain is like, say, the right side, and she's the left, because they won't operate if I don't have that piece. And we've just figured it out. I know people. I know what makes them comfortable and happy. And, you know, we like to host. I've been a host my entire life. So having someone come into a space, and for me to show a space that I designed and built, and, you know, as a real estate broker, you're showing other people's homes. I'm showing my own home. So, I mean, we do all the tours. You know, people, I tell our story on the tour. Anyone could just be like, here's a kitchen. I tell them how we got to that kitchen, how I got pizza and beer for the contractors, okay? And to tell them where to drill every hole for that light that's above the island in the kitchen. And they feel connected.
Well, yeah, and your space, it's very much like a luxury brand, right? There's marble, and you guys have the, you know, the outdoor patio, and it really does have a premium feel to it. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, how you curated that culture of this premium co-working space.
Okay, that evolved over time. I mean, initially I was like, you know what, maybe we should be like the W Hotel of office space. Take the vibe, the feel. Maybe for me, it's like it's bright, artwork, glass, clean. That's what we tried to do. But even so, like, when we first opened our doors, I wanted it to be a canvas. I didn't want people to come in and see everything already done. So the artwork we did over time, you know, they watched the place evolve once they joined our space. And they feel more connected to it. They give some input, you know? So that was a very, very much. And then the brand started to develop. Once, as time went on, and our look. So we didn't have it right off the bat.
Very cool. Where do you see your brand evolving in the next, like, 5 to 10 years?
Look, I'm looking one floor at a time. One location at a time. I mean...
So you guys just doubled in capacity, right? You went from the first floor. What is it, the 21st?
We have 21st floor. Now we have the 22nd floor. So... Right now, we're in a mode where we just want to refine the business. You know, a space is very easy to manage when nobody's in it. Put people in it. You need to put a sign above an elevator button and say, here's an elevator button. You would be surprised what people don't even, things that you need to think about.
Well, what was the craziest thing that a member ever, have you ever had to, like, kick a member out?
So we have, like, surveillance like the Bellagio.
Okay.
If we don't, look, it's part of the business. Things happen. We're a 24/7 space. But I can tell you that our reaction time is yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that is with everything. So our members know that. And they know that once they send an email to services, which basically says something's wrong, there's 4 people looking at that already on it. But yes, you know, look, stuff happens. I don't think I need to get into crazy details. But at the same time, when things happen, they get addressed ASAP, and, you know, we move on. But I can tell you, I've been very fortunate. Like, I didn't even know how to do Google Invite before I got into this business.
You weren't in the tech or
not
marketing.
Not even close. Like, one of the first things I did when we were still under construction was, you know, we had to do event marketing. We had to get people to know who we are. So I went on all these websites and I just sent cold emails. Basically, all I had was a floor plan. I wrote a little blurb, and I wrote these individually. I didn't use a MailChimp or one of these programs, and I just basically said, we are opening this space. You're not going to find another place like it. You have to come. Now, as an event person, I'm saying, I will give you my space to do something. Of course you're going to come. So of 161 emails, I got over 60 meetings. And that's how people started to learn about us and try. We started to gain some traction, and it was... I mean, it worked. It worked, definitely. And the reason we've been able to grow so fast is our retention's high. We have over 90% retention. We opened a new floor on 22. 90% of that floor started on my original. Because we built larger offices. So people came, and thank God they stayed and continue to. So our next step, hopefully we could have to foster the growth from those other companies. I'm really larger team offices. But the best part is not knowing. I came here to Puerto Rico. I had no idea what the hell I was in for. You know, all I knew is that we had a host, you, who was Anthony Delgado, who sent me a DM on LinkedIn and said, call me. I'm like, I emailed my friend Jason. I said, what's going on here? I said, He's like, no, see what he wants. So I call you, and you're like, yeah, I'm doing this whole thing. You know, you're going to be in Puerto Rico. The next morning, I met with Jason at my office, and we booked our tickets. And we said, we're coming. It's amazing. And this is the part, it's funny. You get so involved in building a business and a brand. I'm talking the last 4 years from planning to now. And you only realize what you're doing when you have a chance to step out.
Yeah, you haven't taken a break, right?
Nothing.
Your head's very been so
minimal,
in it.
Very minimal.
Well, and one of the things I think when you're in it so much, you don't see the greatness. You don't see how far you've come. And
you don't even know your role.
Yeah.
Your role. What's my role every day? Now, you know, I come back and even while I'm away and people are emailing me, my members, like, hey, where are you? You know, where have you been? And I missed one day. I'm out of the office. And they're like, you know, and it's just amazing because you only realize that when you could step outside. And when I meet people and I go to events and they're like, oh, I heard about your company. And you're like, you did? Like, amazing. Guys, we are number one on Yelp, Best Coworking Space NYC. We have the most reviews and the highest rating on Google reviews. And I have other spaces that I'm looking at that have been around 5-10 years and they have 8. What are they doing? You want to go to a restaurant, you're going to see one that has 8, another one that has 800. Where are you going? Or where are you going to be first to click? So we've done, it's like an airplane, right? An airplane to get off the ground takes 150% of its energy, but once it's up, it only uses 10. I see us getting closer to that 10. Because to scale to other locations and get other spaces is easy once you have the leads coming in, once you have the visibility online. It is impossible to search for New York, co-working in New York City and not come across Workville. Thank you to my team for that. They did a great job.
For sure.
Are doing.
And now you're on the cusp of having your business now on autopilot, right? So that you're using the 10% of the business to scale. You've already built the brand. You've already built the name, the reputation. And now it's really time to like scale, you know, not only throughout the tri-state area, but then like globally.
Sorry, that I'm telling you is without question for any business, scaling is the biggest challenge. And I say to myself, I know what it takes to operate it, all the different processes, all the different platforms. A lot of them don't speak the same language. A lot of them don't talk to each. So now it's like, okay, you could have a business, but how do you get that business sellable? If somebody were to say, DJ, I will give you right now $10 million for the name, which I think is a very low ball. I wouldn't, let's say, you know, no. But can they step in the next day and take that business over? Right now, the answer is no. It's no. But I'm not worried about that right now. You know, once you can get down the processes with your team, and you know, and the whole point, retention of a team is important, because if I were to lose one of my team members, retraining everything with, I mean, it's tough. So You know, I'm focused right now on keeping my members happy, keeping my team happy, getting the place profitable, and I'm in a position where I could take care of my team and of the people that help take care of this company and the members. And I am now assuming a larger role than I would have ever imagined.
Well, yeah, you're like the chief firefighter, the chief marketer, the customer service, you're everything. Like every, they say like the drama goes uphill, right? So everything is your fault as the face of this brand.
The face, but not all the credit. And so that's the thing. So it's like, I've been so fortunate to have the most amazing team. I can't even say that enough because that is so important. You know, I have a president of our company, Sue Bernstock. I mean, you give her a pat on the back and she'll hit your hand. What are you doing? You know, it doesn't even take Sabrina. Sabrina is our community manager, started as an intern. You know, these are people that we've grown from within. So, like, I don't discount any role. Even when I walk around the space, I'm with a rag, I'm cleaning it myself. And, I mean, my space is big. It's 30,000 square feet. I mean, I'm just saying it's a blessing to be able to take on this role. And I'm realizing just as I'm growing, I'm still growing into it. I'm still realizing what it is we're doing and what my purpose is because I don't, that comes up with time.
If you could do it all over again, what are some mistakes or what would you do differently?
In short, nothing. And I'm not saying that to be arrogant. I'm not saying it to be cocky. I really think that I've let everything just happen organically. Well, if you're looking for your phone or you're looking for your keys, chances are you're not finding it. You turn around, you're not looking for it. All of a sudden, you have it. That's the same approach I took with my first hire. She walked in when we were a construction site. I thought she was looking for an office. At the end of the tour, she's like, I want to work with you. And I'm like, shut up. Really? I didn't put posts. I didn't put ads. I wasn't saying, well, we're hiring. Her coworker said, Workville down the street may be hiring. You should probably go check it out. And then I'm like, okay, I didn't ask her for a resume. Okay, she had the look. She was put together. She had the brains. You know, she operated a similar space. To me, I'm just like check. I don't meet my partners, I need their blessing. Like, but the whole point was it all developed organically. When we do things within the space, we let them develop naturally. Nothing's artificial about it. And we take a lot of pride in that approach, and I mean, so far it's working. It's kind of exciting time, and we got our holiday party coming up, and what do I get to do? Plan a party for 400 of my friends? And we throw out. No one could touch us with holiday parties. It's an exciting time.
What are some things in the New York tech startup ecosystem that you think are different from the rest of the world?
Things that are different in the New York tech?
Yeah, what makes New York tech special?
But New York is just special. I mean, think about it, right? You can get whatever you want, whenever you want, when you're in New York. Could be anything. Could be a sausage, egg, and cheese. You want that at 4 in the morning? At whatever. I'm just saying, like, I'm a breakfast guy. That's the only reason I made that analogy. But at the same time,
there's the city that never sleeps.
Right, they say the city's so nice they named it twice. I mean, there is nothing like New York. Now, I can't speak on the rest, but this is my first time speaking anything tech but outside of New York. So I'm not the best person to ask that question. And I'm still learning, especially now. Like, I know that being the face, I got to be more visible. I got to go out there. That was a big motivation for me to come to see you in Puerto Rico, to step out of my comfort zone. But I mean, just tech in general. These people say, oh, what kind of members do you want in your space? Someone who's coming to grow. Someone who's not coming to downsize. You have someone that wants to go from a 10-person office down to a 2. There's certain industries that are just downsizing in general. I know that if they take space at Workville, they're not going to grow past that office, so the evolution, it kind of stops the growth of the company. The reason we've been able to double is because we had companies that started at a 2 and needed a 20. And those are the companies that we want. Those are the people that are gonna make businesses grow and make the world go round.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I think that's important, especially for a startup, like you mentioned, is to be intentional with who your customers are, right? Because who your customers are going to dictate the future of your organization, right? As your customers grow, you can grow. If your customers are downsizing, you're going to downsize. So not only co-working, I mean, I feel like that could apply, you know, to a lot of different businesses.
Well, I mean, the difference between us and just say WeWork is that personal touch. I mean, once you get to a certain size, it's difficult to keep fostering that. You have a different change of personnel and everything. But they say, what makes the space so special? Listen, it's great that we have terraces. It's great that, you know, we're 21st floor overlooking, you know, the sunset. But when it comes down, it's the staff. If you look at every review online, talks about the staff.
It's the people, right?
It's the people. It's people that they know if something's wrong, they could shoot me a text and they're getting an answer like right away. Doesn't matter where I am. It's the responsiveness, and people need to know that you're on top of stuff. You know, we're very detailed with everything. And that's important in any business.
For sure. I have one last question. What does disrupt mean to you?
I was waiting for this one because I had a chance to digest it. Positive change. You know, I know what the rest of our day and tomorrow is going to look like, and everything that, you know, your reason for coming to Puerto Rico, right, was to bring positive change. Disrupt, right? Could disrupt anything, but I mean, I know we're going to be, you know, going to the church tomorrow and in Ocean Park and donating food and helping people for Thanksgiving. I mean, if I had come normally, I'd probably be staying at the El San Juan, going to Brava, doing all those things. But now I come here with you, and I get to go to La Placita, what's the calle by us?
I'm staying at an Airbnb.
Yeah. I mean, I would not be doing that had it not been for you. Or would I be, you know, during my short stay, making an impact and a positive one, because you had influenced me and, you know, and my company to do it. So positive change without question.
That's awesome. DJ, thank you so much for your insights. Thank you so much for coming to Puerto Rico, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.